Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we're going to complete our series called How to Live Free from Oppression. If you are not able to join us these past 2 weeks for this teaching, you may be interested in writing to Hidden with Christ Ministries to receive our 8-tape series called How to Live Free from Oppression. You can write to us at the address that'll be mentioned at the end of the program. Today we're going to talk about the subject of ministering to the oppressed. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, in the Amplified Translation, we find these words of Jesus: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, the Anointed One, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel, to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed." Jesus said of himself that he had been anointed to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, we know that it was said of Jesus that he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Jesus gave authority to his disciples in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. He turned and told them that they now had authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And in John chapter 14, verse 12, we find these words: "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Based on these scriptures, we believe that believers in Jesus Christ, born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, are anointed by God himself to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, just like Jesus did when he walked on this earth. Believing that, we prepare ourselves then to minister to people who are struggling with oppression. I'm going to share with you some instructions in ministering to the oppressed that we utilize in our home church that my husband and I founded 5 years ago. We have a team we call our Freedom Team that does deliverance ministry, and we have seen great success in seeing people set free and sent forth as delivered. So I'll share with you some directions that we give to the people who are going to receive ministry, as well as preparation if you are going to engage in ministry to the oppressed. First of all, you must prepare yourself to minister. We take this very seriously. In Matthew 17, 21, Jesus told his disciples, when they could not cast a demon out of a boy, that this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. We believe fasting is a very important preparation for ministry in the area of deliverance. Also, Isaiah 58:6 talks about God's chosen fast and describes the power of fasting to let the oppressed go free. Secondly, it's important for the person who's going to minister to an oppressed person that you, as a minister, keep a clear conscience yourself and keep your relationship with God in good order before you attempt any deliverance ministry, lest the demons mock you as they did the seven sons of Sceva, as described in Acts chapter 19. And thirdly, before you attempt to minister in the deliverance arena or minister to the oppressed, I would highly recommend that you study the Word of God and seek God for a full revelation of your authority as a believer in the name of Jesus and the power of the blood of Jesus. Now, some practical instructions that we give to the oppressed person prior to the ministry session include: we recommend that they spend time reading the Word of God, meditating on scriptures about God's love, his forgiveness, his mercy, his restoration, and his desire to set people free. We also recommend highly that the person listen to praise music to prepare their heart and their spirit to receive from the Holy Spirit, especially songs that utilize scripture as the words, as the lyrics. Thirdly, we encourage the person to pray and ask God to prepare them to receive everything that He has for them. It's important for someone who's going to receive ministry to ask God to show them to show themselves the specific things that He wants to deal with during the prayer ministry time, and to write those things down and bring them to the ministry session. The fourth bit of advice that we give prior as instructions to the oppressed person prior to the ministry session is that it's vital for the person to understand that feelings of hopelessness or discouragement or fear may try to grip them or prevent them from keeping the ministry appointment. You know, the devil does not want people to get freedom, but God does. During the actual deliverance ministry session, there are some important things that we do, and I'll share them with you at this time. First of all, it's important to begin any deliverance ministry session with prayer, taking authority by the blood of Jesus against all demonic influences, and asking God for protection according to His promise in Psalm 91, and to put on the whole armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6. We also pray for the Holy Spirit to fill the room and to give discernment of spirits to the ministry team and to give the mind of Christ. Thirdly, it's important to give a little bit of scriptural teaching to the person who's going to receive deliverance ministry. To us, the critical information that needs to be expressed is an understanding of how Satan gains ground or footholds in a person's life. Because if the person does not understand how the footholds are gained, then they will not understand the ministry process of trying to remove those footholds, and they'll also not understand later how to keep that foothold from being regained by the enemy. In a very brief way, I'll try to explain what we share with the individuals, which we've learned from a very seasoned minister who's ministered in deliverance for many, many years very successfully. Basically, we like to explain that Jesus called Satan the father of lies. That is the perfect description, because Satan operates in the realm of deception. In order for Satan to gain any ground to operate in a person's life, he does so by deception. If he can deceive a person into believing what he says is true as opposed to what the Word of God says, and he can get them to agree with him, then he's got ground. He has legal ground to operate in their life. And the operation that he does is always torment. I'll give you a very simple example. The scripture says that no man ever hated his own flesh. And yet many people would disagree with that and say, oh no, I hate myself. Well, that's because Satan then has brought in a lie and suggested to you, don't you hate yourself? Don't you just hate when you do that? Don't you hate all your failures and all the sins you've committed? You just hate yourself, don't you? And if your mind can come into agreement with the seeming logic of Satan's suggestions to you, and you willingly say, yes, I do hate myself, you have now accepted the lie of Satan over the truth of the Word of God. God did not create you to hate yourself. He did not make humans that way. Satan, however, suggests that you do hate yourself, and if you accept that as truth, then that agreement you've just made with Satan, or your covenant, or your contract, you could say, you've just made, has now gotten you into the grip of Satan in that area of your life, and it allows him legal ground, legal access to your life to torment you in the area of self-hatred. And a person who's tormented by a spirit of self-hatred is miserable. Just ask one. And it is a very simple explanation, but it explains how Satan operates in every area. It doesn't matter if the area of bondage is lust, or if it's fear, or any other area. It is all done the same way. Satan attempts to get you to agree with a lie that he has perpetrated, which disagrees with the Word of God, and yet if you'll come into agreement with him, he has legal access to your life right there. And then, with that toehold in your life, and he'll kick the door open a little bit more, the foothold, and eventually it becomes a stronghold in your life, and you're tormented by feelings of inadequacy and hopelessness and failure and all these things coming in through that one lie about hating yourself. So understand, we explain this way of operation to the person receiving ministry so that they recognize how Satan got the foothold to begin with, and we begin then to pray and have the counselee confess the agreement with the lie of Satan as sin. We'll have him confess that spirit as sin. I confess self-hatred as sin. Or I confess lust as sin. And then we have them break every contract, covenant, or agreement they've ever made, knowingly or unknowingly, with the lie of self-hatred or lust or any of these things. And then we ask them to accept the blood of Jesus as cleansing them from all unrighteousness. And then as ministers, we take authority in the name of Jesus over the specific spirit and command that spirit to loose the person in the name of Jesus. And we continue this process as each area is uncovered by the Holy Spirit until we see that they've received freedom. And then we'll encourage them to renew their mind with the Word of God, to stay in fellowship with believers, to resist the lies of the enemy that'll try to come back and gain that ground again, and to avoid the temptation areas that brought them into sin in the first place. As Jesus said to the man that he healed, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So we encourage them, they must avoid areas that brought temptation into their life. That's all the time I have for today, but if you'd like more study or teaching on this subject of ministering to the oppressed, write to us, and for any donation of $30 or more this month, we will send you our 8-tape series called How to Live Free from Oppression. Until next week, this is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.